CJMQ 88.9 FM. And once a month, Danielle St. Vincent from Royal LePage will be discussing different topics regarding real estate. She has been a real estate agent since 2004 and has received many awards, including the Diamond Award in 2008. Therefore, she is in the top 11% of the best Royal LePage agents in Quebec. So welcome, Danielle.
Thank you, Maureen.
It's quite an honor. So we'll start with our questions. And what is the difference between a real estate agent and a broker?
Well, the difference between the two has to do with the limits of each one's responsibilities. A real estate broker can employ or authorize an agent to act on his or her behalf. So an agent, on the other hand, may only act on behalf of a broker. So the law assigns all responsibilities to a broker for the professional action of an agent acting on his behalf. In addition, the basic training required of a real estate agent, brokers, requires special training and a minimum of 3 years of experience. So basically, an agent works for the broker, represents the broker, and often gives part of his commission as a fee to a broker, where a broker could also do both.
Okay, what is the primary role of the real estate agent?
Well, it's to accompany, support, and represent clients through the process of buying or selling a property. Now, to carry out this mandate, the agent must, and that's very important, describes the steps involved in sale or an acquisition and specify the practical, technical, and legal aspects. Also, the agent has to present the required documents and contracts and explain their content and purpose in details. Often, just to fill up a contract for a sale of a house, it should normally take from an hour to 2 hours. As to buying a house, well, including the visits, filling up the promise of purchase also at least takes a couple hours, so make sure that you get all the information. Also, the agent has to inform their clients as to the expenses involved in putting a property on the market, working to sell or to buy it, and the transaction it takes. Of course, also help the client establish a purchase or a sale price based on their own knowledge of the property and comparable prices in the neighborhood. Not just, well, by the agent walking in, looking around and say, well, I think it's worth about $125,000. That's not enough. Make sure that the agent has comparables, listing in hand, show you what the market has been doing for the last 12 months, what's the market doing in your neighborhood, what kind of house you have compared to another kind of house, that much detail. And of course, also present sale or purchase opportunities that correspond to the client's needs and wishes. And the most important, if not all of it is important, but to negotiate to obtain the best possible price, whether it's through a sale or a purchase. And be there at the notary. Agents who are not present at the notary, how could they make sure that the client's needs are represented, and not needs, but make sure that their client's rights are protected and that the act of sale is corresponded to the offer of purchase.
Okay, that's really important to know, because if somebody gets a real estate agent and they're not doing these things, then it's best to just get another one, I guess.
Well, it's to know that it's not just putting up a sign,
exactly,
writing the paper and going away. Mm-hmm. There's many steps before and after, for sure.
Okay, and they're all very logical too. Okay. Why use a real estate agent? Why use a real estate agent to sell my house instead of doing it by myself? After all, I will save money in the commission.
Well, let's say that you, and that's a common common perception.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you are ready to sell your property and you've made up the decision and you won't change your mind. So, but will you prepare a marketing plan? Often what people do, they just put a little ad or they just put a sign in front of their house. That's not enough. Mm-hmm. Will you make a list of potential buyers? You don't have any unless it's within the family. An agent does have a lot of potential buyers. Will you compare your sale price with market prices? instead of saying, well, so-so on the next door or next door, apparently they sold for $200,000. And in fact, it's not true. We have that information on the Quebec Registrar, which you don't have access to. Will you design your advertising campaign other than putting a sign? Will you also deal with all the legal ramifications of selling your house? Today, it's fairly complex, and people are very well informed, and they know their rights. So then you might be in trouble. Let's say you sell your house twice. Mm-hmm. You don't think you could, but maybe you could. So these also are good question or good actions. I'm not sure people have the time, the energy, or even sometimes the knowledge to do that. Will you avoid? Can you avoid buyers that have not the financial capacity to buy your house? We work with, I know I do, but most agents do too. They work with people that have already been pre-approved by the bank and that have the paper to do so. So we have consultants that help us do our job in the financial in banks, and they tell us if these people have the sufficient financial means to buy your house. Will you also be able to avoid being sued for defects, irregularities affecting the titles, or in case of non-conformity of the property? You never had water before. Your roof is in perfect shape, but you don't know. Let's say the minute you sell your house, it start leaking. Are you responsible? How are you going to deal with that? What if you have a crack in your foundation? You didn't see it. Are you responsible or not? Will you advertise your property on the multiple listing throughout the world? This is the main tool where 85% of people look at houses. It's a multiple listing, MLS, that only agent have access to. So by letting the agent deal with all these aspects and also dealing directly with buyers, and non-emotionally, after all, it's not my house. I'm the neutral part. I represent you, so I could therefore negotiate better. I could permit the whole process to be more objective, smoother, and make all of the negotiation to be more effective and efficient. Often, it's a bit difficult for people to negotiate something that they love, that for them it's worth a lot. It's their home for many, many years. They brought up their children there, or it's a succession. Their parents live there. They don't live there in the house anymore. They're far away. You want somebody who's neutral. Somebody will bear the process, who will be there to represent both sides.
Okay, certainly a lot of important aspects that people need to think about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are many agents in the Eastern Townships. How do I get the right one?
Yes. And you know, it's like, it's so funny. There's the analogy of people buy a pair of shoes. No, people buy a house quicker than a pair of shoes. Well, people hire a real estate agent very quickly without thinking that, hey, you know, maybe I should look around. This is the part that real estate agent has to show the kind of services and the kind of guarantees they offer you. Do you know, Maureen, currently there are 400 agents in the Eastern Township working for different brokers. So the selected agent has obligation, and they have to have, for instance, the agent must have a diploma from a recognized institution. Don't be shy to ask. Where did he take his courses? Sign a brokerage contract before taking any action to buy or sell a property. If an agent says, hey, guess what? Sign here, or don't worry, I could find you a buyer before I sign the contract. Protect yourself with a contract. And yes, even if you take a contract for 6 months or 3 months, you are allowed to cancel your contract at any time. You do not have to wait for the end of the term. Now, the agent may ask you to cover his cost or not. So that's the guarantee of service. The agent has to be remained informed of new trends and practices in the real estate market throughout training and research. When was the last time the agent went to a course? What kind of information recently has he learned? For instance, does he know about septic field, septic tank, bylaws? Does he know we have this new thing in the Eastern Township? It's a natural process. The earth turns into ochre, RNA ochre. It's a transformation of manganese and iron that turns into orange, a kind of earth is orange. It plugs all the drainage. And then if it plugs the drainage, what happens to your foundation? It starts cracking. So, and this is a course that recently we had. What about the kind of insulation you have in your roof? Is it vermiculite? Is it zonalite? Does it have asbestos in it or not? The agent has to have this kind of information. So don't be shy to ask what lately kind of training they had. We have a chamber of real estate in Eastern Township, La Chambre Immobilière de l'Estrie, who offers continuing education session and meetings to all of the agents. We pay for that. So if they don't attend, I mean, or if they're not aware of the last legal changes in brokerage law, then, you know, you may be in trouble. And of course, the last one, but the most important one, always the agent has to always act in complete honesty in dealing with their clients, clients' representative, buyers and sellers, by not holding back essential information. So that's why I say it's important that you should see more than one. Ask them for any references. Who have they served before? Could you obtain phone number to see if people were pleased with their service? And take your time, see two, see three if you have to, and see which one would best suit your need. So, in most important, buyers and sellers have a mean to verify and protect themselves against bad practices by contacting the Association of Real Estate Brokers and Agents of Quebec. The mandate of that association is to protect you, not to protect the agent, is to protect you and support you against fraud and against bad practices. In fact, at every document that an agent presents you that you have to put your signature on, and at the bottom of this form, all our forms, by the way, are written by notaries or barristers or lawyers, whatever you call which province you're mm-hmm. in, but in Quebec they're notaries. Mm-hmm. There's a phone number at the bottom of those forms, and that's the association. So if you're not comfortable with your agent in the sense that the process you feel is not right, or you're not satisfied with the answers, or that's a place you could also reach at.
Okay, excellent information. Excellent. And finally, if buyers and sellers need more information and they have questions, how do they get in contact with you?
Well, I can be reached on my cell at 819-574-9070, and please do not hesitate to contact me. I would be happy to give you any information with no obligation. I usually return my call within the hour, unless it's in the middle of the night. But it won't cost you a cent. I do not work on pressure, putting pressure. I don't believe that's not my style anyway. Also, you could, if you're not comfortable in talking to me on the phone, you could reach me by email. And the email address is DSTVINCENT for D. St. Vincent at royallepage.ca. And also, if you'd like to do some reading and look at different properties, you could go on my webpage. I have a website, which is www.dstvincent.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Danielle St. Vincent. And Danielle will be back every month with an interview. And don't forget, go to our webpage, www.cjmq.fm, and just go to the interview section. Thank you very much, Danielle.
Thank you, Maureen. It's been a pleasure.